Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going today as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, just what's been going on by you this week?
Well, I was trying Wisconsin River. We getting some walleyes there. The Madison chain, there's still a decent bluegill bite when it's not real windy and cold. Looks like we're going to be getting some warmer weather this next week here. Typically brings them fish up. They'll be suspended, like, say, over 20 feet. They'll only be, like, 5 feet down because that warmer water is up more to the surface. So if you can find those fish, you just got to stay off of them and then cast on them, and you can do pretty good.
So there's some opportunity here. I know I've talked to a lot of people. He said there hasn't been a lot of people out as we're kind of in tweener season, but you've seen some success for people that are getting out?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And we have an upcoming AIM Walleye Series tournament here on the pier in Green Bay. That's next Sunday. So I'll be checking that out. I know there's been some decent fish biting there on the bay and also in the river. More fish are starting to move up in the river, getting closer to getting ready to spawn here. So I think within the next week, you're going to see a pretty good push of fish coming up in there.
Tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
I'm booking trips here for spring and summer. If you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Up or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time and have yourself a great week.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head down to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, it sounds like things have been pretty quiet by you.
Yeah, things have been quiet around the shop. I think it's mostly weather related. It's been chilly and windy and rainy this last week or so. And so, yeah, not a lot of folks getting out, but the bite around town's been pretty good for panfish, especially crappies have been found up shallow in a couple spots. And of course, a lot of folks heading to the rivers this time of year, chasing walleyes up there, and that bite's been good. So, and then trout fishing too. I mean, there's a lot of great trout fishing in the area, and folks have been getting out and doing that. So plenty of options to still get out and enjoy the outdoors.
What are some of the favorite rivers that people fish around the Madison area?
Well, the two big ones are the Wisconsin River and then the Rock River. The Wisconsin River is just north of us, the Rock River is south. And mostly folks are fishing dam areas this time of year. So the Prairie du Sac Dam is closest to us, is a popular spot for folks from Madison. And then the Jefferson Dam down on the Rock River have both been holding a lot of walleyes and saugers. And yeah, that action's going to be picking up here as some larger females start to move in and yeah, things warm up just a little bit.
When you fish a dam, do you have to do anything differently than maybe if you're just on the shore, like at a lake or something like that?
Well, of course, you get the current is the big thing that you're dealing with versus fishing at a lake. So, and at dams, it's usually, you know, pretty fast current going through there, a lot of rocks. So, you know, keeping your bait near the bottom but not on the bottom all the time is a pretty safe bet to stay out of the snags. But, yeah, it's otherwise, you know, it's pretty standard lures choice as far as, you know, jigs and minnows have been working well, hair jigs, walleye flies, things like that. So, yeah, it's a great time of year to chase walleyes for sure.
Do you ever get too close to a dam and have your line end up going through the dam?
I guess, yeah. I mean, you can get in there a little too close, and it'll kind of suck your bait down into the rocks. But, yeah, just try to avoid that, I guess.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. What you got going on over there?
Well, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We've got all our spring stuff out and ready for summer here. So, yeah, we're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town. Swing by, and we can get you all set up.
Excellent. And if you want an extended fishing report, tell people how they can find that.
That's right. We do a weekly fishing report every Friday. I update that in the morning, and we post that at our I record it on our phone line, which is 608 Big Fish. And then you can also catch an online version. We do that at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel.
Pat, thank you so much for giving us time on the ESPN Outdoors Report.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Let's do our weekly check-in at the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. What kind of activity are we seeing in your area?
You know, right now there's not a whole lot of fishing on Little Green. We do have the DNR. They're out netting right now, though, so we are getting some information on the fish that are out there. They're running about 8 nets, I guess, and they're telling me they're getting about 3,000 crappies a day in their nets. So they're not really big, huge crappies that they're seeing, up to 8-9 inches, but there are a lot of them out there, so that's good news.
If somebody's not familiar with netting, can you kind of explain what that means and what they do and why they do it?
Yeah, what they're doing is a fish study. They're actually going after, trying to do a study on northern pike, muskies, and walleyes, the game fish, but they also do counts on the panfish. And they do this about every 3 years just to check and make sure everything's stable in the lake. And actually, it's been 5 years for us since we had COVID. But they'll come right when ice is out, and they'll do netting right up through the walleye spawn and muskie spawn just to get some numbers. And they tag a few fish to see, you know, how old they are, if people call them in and stuff. So they're out every day doing it. Rain or shine, those guys got to go out and check their nets and empty them out. So it takes them about 5 hours a day with all those panfish they got to count. And so that's good news.
Hey,
so far, the walleyes haven't spawned yet. They're getting closer, but we need a little bit warmer temperatures for those walleyes to spawn.
So people that are getting fishing, what's scuttlebutt on Little Green or any of the lakes in your area?
You know, I did hear Big Green. Big Green's been pretty consistent. They're getting some bluegills, a lot of perch. It's nice perch, but there's also a lot of small perch over there. But just fishing from shore on Big Green, a lot of perch and bluegills is what I've heard. That's probably the best spot.
Well, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located, how they can find you, what you got there.
You know, we're open in the spring here until fish opener in May. We're open 6 days a week. We're closed on Mondays. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we've got, you know, all live bait and regular bait and getting ready for boat rentals and all that fun stuff in the summer.
Todd, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Well, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, it's been one of those weird times now where the people are itching to get out on their boats, but Ma Nature, again, not really cooperating, is it?
Not cooperating at all. I mean, the weather has just been absolute crap the last week and a half. Either it's way too windy, or it's raining, or it's 20 degrees, or all of the above. We had some snow, we had some rain, and the best thing is about the rain, we can, we'll take all the rain we can get. There's an awful lot of lakes and rivers that are really, really low right now. I mean, there's still guys that can't launch their boats on Puckaway. I know Fox Lake came up about 3 inches the way it looks, but it's still, in my opinion, it's still like 6 inches low.
Sure. So, and how long, how much rain would you need to get to get the lakes back where it makes it easier to get boats in, or just to make you say, hey, we're kind of getting back to levels where we should be?
Well, it's nice if it doesn't come all at once and you get like 4 inches all at once. It's nice if you get a couple days rain where you got an inch and a half here, inch and a half there. I mean, that's what fills the lakes up, because all the feeder creeks that are going into Fox Lake, Beaver Dam, Horicon Marsh, whatever you want to say, a lot of those feeder creeks, after an inch and a half of rain, they keep feeding in the lake for, several days. So that's the kind of rain you need.
Now, there's a few hunting seasons starting. The youth turkey hunt is coming up in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of my friends that that take some youth kids out for the youth turkey hunt, learn to hunt program. And I know the actual turkey hunt, I think it's the second or third week in April it starts. I have the second season, and I know that's the fourth week in April. But, a lot of guys this time of year really look forward to that. I mean, to me, turkey hunting's the most boringest thing in the world until you see a turkey coming in, and then it's by far the coolest thing in the world when you're calling these turkeys and you got that gobbler 80 yards out and you call them within 15 yards of your stand. I mean, that's a rush.
So when you're calling a turkey, do they still come in their groups, or is like a single male come on over when he hears the sound?
For the most part, you want that single male to come out by himself. A lot of times, you know, if they're in a group, it's pretty hard to pull that Tom away from the group because he knows he's already got four or five hens with him and he really doesn't want any more. A lot of times, you know, the birds that you shoot is that single Tom that's kind of out in the prowl looking for some love in the spring. And when he's by himself, it's a lot easier.
No, so that'll be coming up in the near future. And also, you were telling me that, you know, the ducks are just taunting you out in your backyard?
Oh, yeah, it's a joke. I even posted on Facebook. You know, I didn't see 20 bluebills all last fall. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Wedges Bay and Fox Lake here, there's over 5,000 bluebills, redheads, and buffleheads. And it's definitely the spring migration going north. And like today, there's like 500. There's only like 500 left. But I mean, for 3 days in a row, it's the most ducks I've ever seen in my life on Fox Lake. I mean, it was just, I spent hours in binoculars just watching them. And they're literally like 20 feet off my pier. I mean, it's just crazy. And they're so fully colored this time of year. I mean, I actually wish you could hunt them in the spring because the plumage is so perfect. It would make just perfect mounts.
Well, if people are looking for something to do between all these seasons where they can't hunt and the fishing's not great because of the weather, tell us about Raw Bass Customs and the lures that you offer and where you can find them.
Well, that's one little quick tip too. You know, when the weather's this crappy and there's nothing to do, I mean, I went through all my tackle again. I mean, if guys listen to this program, if they open up their tackle box, I guarantee there's 30 lures in that tackle box you haven't used for 4 years. Get rid of them. Get some new stuff in there. There's a lot of new baits out this year, and give some new baits a try. But I guarantee everybody listening to this program has got stuff in their tackle box they haven't used for 4 years.
Where can they find your lures?
Right now it's Fresh Refill at M&M Tackle and Portage, Fishtails here in Fox Lake, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee.
Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.